Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Charles Biblazer, Managing Editor, and joining me today is Yoram Schweitzer, an expert on international terrorism and head of the Program on Terrorism and Low-Intensity Conflict at the Institute for National Security Studies. Thank you very much for being with me.
Thank you for having me.
And the topic, for the first time in 5 years, Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi appeared in a video in which he vowed to take revenge on the U.S.-led coalition that recently recaptured the Syrian enclave of Baghouz, effectively ending ISIS's so-called caliphate. Mr. Schweitzer, it seems like the timing of al-Baghdadi's appearance was not coincidental.
Yeah, it's not coincidence. I think he wanted, like many others, previous leaders, spokesmen for the Islamic State, trying to use the times of the coming Ramadan in order to convey a message to his disciples and followers in order to encourage them. One, for the losses and setbacks that the Islamic State suffered. Second, to encourage them to use the time of the Ramadan for increasing their operations. Probably also the attacks in Sri Lanka serves as a good pretext for this kind of speech.
And Mr. Schweitzer, how do you think now that ISIS has lost its formal territory, the international community needs to go about combating the terror organization?
First of all, we need to realize that the fact that the Islamic State lost its territorial contiguity and control doesn't mean that they lost their capabilities to operate. They changed their position from an entity that controlled territory and vast resources and bases for operation and for collecting money and for training and for planning. Now they have dispersed quite many and made coalitions with organizations that either colluding with them or feel sense of identification. And they can operate on behalf of the Islamic State.
And there also seem to be some new hotspots where ISIS is trying to regroup. Where do you think that the terror group can emerge the strongest?
We don't have to make it a mystery. We know that the affiliates and the partners of the Islamic State have been operating in the last years and still are in Afghanistan, in Southeast Asia, in the Philippines, in the Middle East, out of Syria and Iraq. They have operators in Yemen, and they are operating in Libya, and now they are operating in Morocco, trying to operate in Tunisia. And they are definitely active in Africa, in Nigeria, in Cameroon, and Chad, Niger, and now have some cells in Congo. And I would emphasize the fact that we are dealing with what I call the Salafiyya Jihadiyya threat, which encompass not only the affiliates of the Islamic State, but also Al-Qaeda and its affiliates. Both of them belong to this Salafiyya Jihadiyya camp, although it's not united camp, but they are posing the threat of terror for the future, and we need to look for it.
Just finally, do you think that the Islamic State will try and focus on perpetrating an attack in the West?
Yes, I think the West is also under consideration. I don't think that we need to have a sigh of relief yet, because it takes time. After the military defeat of the Islamic State and the loss of territory, like it happened with the Afghan veterans, the Afghan alumni, it took time until the Afghan alumni from the first and the second generation appeared in the operational level on the West. So the fact that a few months after the loss of the last territory of the Islamic State, it takes time until those who will evade the scene, and some of them will come from the ranks of the prisoners that are flooding the jails of the Iraqis and the Kurds in Syria, many of them will be released, and we'll find them in the future, probably in all kinds of places, not only in the West, but also in the West.
Mr. Yoram Schweitzer, thank you very, very much for being with the Media Line.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I'm Charles Biblazer, signing off.